Guelph.
And it's just pictures of Boston,
Boston
Terriers.
Boston Terrier Love, is that like NAMBLA?
Yeah. BTL.
BTL.
BTL for life. BTL dog.
BT dubs. BLT.
BLT.
I want a BLT.
I wouldn't complain about a BLT.
Yeah.
Wouldn't kick a BLT out of bed.
That's right. Is Google trying to ask you questions?
Hey, or Google. Excuse me,
it's
Google.
It's not hey, Google. It's okay.
Okay. Google. What's up? What's app?
There you go.
What's app?
See, it's trying to be helpful.
What's app.com?
Okay, Google. How does my penis work?
Poorly.
How does my pin, my WhatsApp pin? I think it's trying to get me to download WhatsApp.
You must have WhatsApp. You'll love it.
Are you being sponsored by somebody this month?
Trust me, you would enjoy this. I am Google.
So we probably want the December previews, don't we?
I'm not picky.
You're not.
They gave... The, oh. I don't know what that was.
What are you throwing?
The solicitation for Bitch Planet came out.
You're a Bitch Planet. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup for the week of Who Gives a Shit. My name is Joey G. Joining me is Robbie G.
Hello.
And Justin Higgs is here.
Hello.
Whoa, there's some energy for you.
Hey, yo.
How are you, big guy?
Where'd you get that energy, bud? A drink?
Yep.
Hey. Good looking.
They got energy in cans nowadays.
Good Dr. Pepper.
I had a coffee on the way here.
Oh, good. Why don't you fucking brag about it, Justin?
Yeah, Jesus. We've all got jobs. We can all buy coffee.
This is true. There's one that should be like humanity's new slogan. We've all got jobs. We can all buy coffee.
At a job interview. Well, what are your goals? Do you want to afford coffee? I would love to. Well, you're hired.
All right.
Far out.
So I've never tried to just find the previous catalog on the intertubes before. It's kind of a pain in the nuts.
It's a huge pain in the ass because I've tried to several times. Instead, what I do is I just go by publisher. I go, what are books that I read?
I know.
And then, no, just wait. I'm not done explaining. Maybe
what
you don't
are
know
books that
part.
I read? Image? Yeah, that's brilliant.
Maybe you don't know my method, Joey.
Why don't you shut your stupid fucking mouth?
Well, okay.
I have here's the PDF of the order form.
That's great.
So you can make orders.
It's still got all the fucking stuff on it. Like, I'm some asshole over here. You come up with something, big jerk.
He seriously though. He is some asshole over there. Like, all the way over there. What an asshole.
Imagine, like, Charlotte's Web. Some asshole. It's just writes some asshole on the web. Because she says some. I still want to get a t-shirt that just says some pig written in my wedding. I think that would be very hip.
The t-shirt's made out of webbing?
No, dumb fuck. The t-shirt. Alex Malev is doing a Hellboy comic. We knew about this already, though.
What?
Yeah, this was announced ages ago. Hellboy and the BPRD.
I didn't know this.
Well, there. You should have been nicer to me.
I've been being very nice
Surprise!
To you. Surprise! Fuckhole.
Ooh, fuckhole.
I didn't realize.
No damn boo over.
I didn't realize Alex Malev was doing that. No.
That's right. Yes.
Now that I do know this, life is better.
It'll get worse again. You're pretty worthless.
At least I've got something to look forward to.
Do you? Death? The cold embrace of death?
The wonderful, wonderful time I'll spend being unconscious.
It's a wonderful restaurant. Alright. So, here's the thing. This is a show about comic books. Kind of. And it's previews week, even though it's not really. We're doing previews this week, but we don't have the catalog with us, as you may have gathered from talking.
So we're going to use a previews from 3 months ago.
Yeah, so we're up to the books that came out in December of 2013. And no, I'm just going to pull up the... I know it was the joke. I write things that hopefully you like them. Have you seen that video of Alishcott making a joke? So there's this shop called Third Eye Comics, right?
Yeah.
And it's awesome, but they do these things called like Take Three, where the people doing a signing can pick three comics they want to take home, but they have to just talk about them on this little web blog thing. And so the video starts with Alishkot, who never blinks, by the way, ever. It's him and Tradmore, and Tradmore just half the time looking like he's going to start laughing because Alish is so weird. And Alish goes, "Hello, I am Alishkot, writer of comics, video game, television movies, whoever will pay me, really. No, I'm joking. I only write the things that I love, and hopefully you love them, too." And that is not an exaggeration. That is literally how he says it.
He doesn't skip a beat.
He just goes...
And he doesn't blink.
No, this is only a joke. Do not fear, comrades.
Take it easy.
A joke.
Everybody, chill out.
I have played a joke on you, and I feel very guilty. And so later on, one of the books he picks is The End of the Fucking World.
Yeah.
And he goes, "This is a book that I read a few months ago, and if you would like it if you're a person who likes the films of Terrence Malick, but you think that you would like them better if he was a nihilist." I was like, "Don't ever change your shit. You are a fucking hero. He's the coolest guy in the world." "You'd like them better if he was a nihilist and all of the main characters die.
And
at
more
the
people
end.
Died at the end." Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so awkwardly charming. Like, he's just so cool.
It's almost like he, on some level, fucking knows that he's weird. He's just going with it, but whatever. Anyway, we're talking about Dark Horse Comics for books coming out in December. December, Christmas, Tember.
That's when I don't know about you, Joe, but that's when I celebrate Christmas Tember.
Me too. Christmas Tember always works the best in December.
Is that what you do in your family?
Remember Christmas Tember, December.
Exactly, November.
Oh, I'll remember.
Good.
My member in your junk.
Wait, your dick is going to go into my balls? Is that
what
means?
Your junk is just your balls? Like, the junk is the whole package, the whole unit.
So,
and not just
how is that any better?
Well, I was saying it to like a lady.
Oh.
It's going to go in the lady's junk.
My wife. Oh.
Consensual,
your member
consensual
into
junk
a lady
touches.
Junk.
Nicole, you up for consensual junk touching? She's shaking her head. Story of my life. It's like high school. And college, and junior high school, and every day since, all over again. Anyway, I pray for death. Let's have a look here. What's coming out in December? Regular stuff.
Same the
stuff.
Month of Christmas Tember.
Pretty much the same stuff as usual.
From Der Kirsch.
I'm just looking for number ones that are worth mentioning, but there aren't. Like, the way this is laid out on CBR is not conducive to podcasts because just
it's alphabetical.
It's alphabetical, so. So it's a lot of dead air while I'm sitting here. Dark Horse Presents has Alex DeCampi in it. And Jim Rugg.
Hey-o! Alex DeCampi is in New York City right now sharing a table with Chris Peterson.
New York City! Remember that salsa commercial? From like 20 years ago?
That was one of my favorite.
I always loved that commercial too. This stuff's made in New York City! New York City! Like, those city slickers can't make a salsa! What are you thinking, you needle dick?
Why is it like weird cowboys that are just...
Well, because cowboys love salsa. If there's one thing that men on the range love, it's culture of the American
home on the range, where the deer and the antelope dip their salsa.
Salsa shark. Man goes in the salsa. Sharks in the salsa. Shark.
I mentioned that because I saw an image that said Booth Y3 NYCC, and then it had Chris Peterson's face and Alex DeCampi's face.
Yeah.
And I got excited about that.
I thought you were going to say her body.
And yeah, her
Chris Peterson's face, Alex DeCampi's body,
and Alex Cott's feet.
Well, speaking of Alex DeCampi, issue 2 of the second Grindhouse series, Drive In and Bleed Out, number 2 will be out, and it's with Aaron Guerra doing the story in that one.
I love that guy.
Did you see her new book, the announcement today?
No. From whom?
Archie versus Predator.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, I saw that. I didn't realize that was Alex DeCampi writing it, though.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Predator on top of...
And Fernando Ruiz.
Yeah, Archie's shoulder. That is very exciting.
Oh my god.
How many stories were in the Grindhouse doors open at midnight?
Four. It was four two issue stories.
Did you read all the stories?
I did.
Were they good? I only read the first one.
Two of them were excellent. One of them was okay, and one of them was meh.
Right on.
But the two. Let me think about that for a second, actually, because the first one was excellent. The Bee Girls was excellent.
Yeah, I like that.
What was that? Was actually called Bee Vixens from Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really good.
I like that one.
And The Bride of Blood was really good. And then the last one was pretty good. And then, like, the prison ship one I thought was just okay.
Oh.
Prison Ship Antares.
I only read the first one.
It was the best one.
What has Aram Guerra been doing since the Django Unchained adaptation, Joey?
Oh, my fucking biographer?
Well, you're the one with internet in front of you, at your fingertips. You're connected. You're plugged in. You're dialed up.
Aram Guerra looks a lot like Brian Hussein.
Does he?
Yeah, look at him. His actual name is Rajko Milosevic.
Oh, yeah, he kind of does.
He looks like Brian Hussein.
He's really, really talented. And all I've read of his was Scalped and then some of the Django Unchained adaptation.
Casino Boogie, that's Scalped.
Casino Boogie? Casino Boogie. Brought to you by Casio.
I'd like to welcome my good friend Casino Boogie to the show.
Hello! Casino Boogie!
Is that Casino Boogie's?
Hello! Well, of course! Why would I be...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Casino Boogie.
Hello!
Casino, how are you?
I'm having the most of the wonderful times of all the times.
That's right. I think Rob actually had some questions for you. Rob, do you want to ask Casino some questions?
Yes. I would love to. Casino?
Yes?
How do you pronounce your first name? Is it Casino or Casino? I believe it is Casino.
Well, me, Casino. What's your name?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. Is that how you say it?
Did somebody say my name? It is me, Glad the Destroyer. Hello, did someone ask for Glad?
It's so wonderful to see you, Glad. It's Casino here. And by the way, Rob, that is how you say Glad.
Casino.
The way you pronounce Glad is Glad. The way you pronounce Glad is Glad.
Yeah.
Glad, 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 Glad. Stalin,
so
Glad?
Wait a second. So let me get this straight. So Casino, you know
yes.
Glad?
Oh, we are long since
from
friends.
Way back.
From way back.
Music.
In fact, we used to be in the band. Remember our
yes,
song?
We are from the old
we
country.
We love to skateboard.
Skateboard on the backs of the angels. You're screwing up the lyrics, Casino.
I always forget. Skateboarding and donkeys.
Okay,
mix them
come
up.
On, Casino. We have things to do. We have to go make life.
All right, thank you for being a part of life.
All right, nice to meet you, boys.
It was nice to meet both of you. I hope you enjoy your day. Bye-bye!
Okay, let us go and have the sex.
On the ways of the donkey.
I was angels, but all right. It seems like he's also done some stuff for French publishers, because he's not American.
Oh, thank God.
He's not. He's Serbian. A Serbian comic book author and illustrator.
You've been Serbian.
You got served this fall. Barack Obama and you got served. Anyway, yes, there's a miniseries starting Hellboy in the HR. Holy fuck. Hellboy in the BPRD. Bellboy in the BPRD.
Hellboy would be pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, I'd do that.
Bellboy.
Hellboy in the BPRD by Mike Mignola, John Arcudi, and Alex Malev.
That sounds pretty great to me.
And there's a new Itty Bitty Comics. Itty Bitty Comics presents The Mask number 2. So
wait,
that's cool.
Like Jim Carrey's The Mask?
Which was based on a comic, an old Dark Horse comic. Doug Monkey did most of the artwork for it.
No way.
Yes way.
Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Oh,
in a manger.
You are here. The last issue of The Massive comes out, so that's great.
Finally, almost over. I
that
just
is
read issue 37 the other day.
He didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Of The Massive?
Yep.
You're wrong, because 30 is the last issue, so you definitely did not read 37.
27 then, Joey. Mr. Fancy Pants there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should take one of those pills that makes people die.
Cyanide capsule? Take a cyanide pill. Well, anyway, Dark Horse, you were... Oh, news from our partners. Big Bang Theory, do you want to go big plot change? Oh, that's clickbait. If ever I saw it, I would have clicked on it. Let's find out what's happening.
They should make a Big Bang Theory comic book.
This is from July. The entirety
it would be
of the Big Bang Theory cast haven't even technically signed an official contract for season 8 yet.
No.
Don't they get paid $1 million an episode? At least Jonathan Galecki gets paid at least $1 million an episode?
I don't give a fuck.
Why, Joey?
Nutsack. Sucks on it. With its mouth. Well, Dark Horse was kind of a wash this month, so let's move on to DC, shall we?
Dick
Comics.
I flipped through an issue Center. Of what is it? Clarion, the Witch Boy, number 1.
The
today.
Layout turned out to be the art was shitty.
The art was shitty, but the layouts, you're right, are very nice. I enjoy, but that's all. I didn't read any of the words.
Fucking cream soda.
You are... He's such a badass. I mean, sitting over there, he's just such a badass. The coolest city town.
Anyway,
you ever seen anyone do that?
Like, oh yeah, burns going down, boys. You ever how you like it feels that burn? That cream soda burn? Yeah.
Wow.
Ah, I feel like killing something now. Just, damn.
If there's anything that is clearly God, hard to swallow, it's something with cream in the title.
Dude, you know what I fucking love though? Fucking biscotti.
Okay, new books for December from DC Comics.
Biscotti, Biscotti, Slobozzle,
Did somebody call us back?
Hostage Pepper Incorporated.
Oh my god, if DC put out a comic called Hostage Pepper Incorporated, that would be the best. Anyway, instead of that, DC's just like, hey, what's a dead horse we keep beating and no one buys? But
Deathstroke.
Nope, Secret Sex. This is number four for Gail Simone to do another Secret Sex book.
She's done six Secret Sex books before?
I think this is the third one.
Wow.
But it's the new 52 debut, a fan favorite, which is code for low-selling team, the Secret Six. Six strangers are brought together under mysterious circumstances for an explosive first issue that will leave everyone asking, what is the secret?
What is the point? Oh,
that's secret? Actually the plot of a very famous sitcom. Six strangers brought together under mysterious circumstances.
Well, that's not that mysterious. They went to school together.
They were on a break! We also have Cameron Stewart's issue of the Multiversity.
French Stewart?
Yeah. I'm writing comics now. Incoming transmission from Dan to Dildo's Balls.
That's where all the ideas come from.
Guys, where do your ideas come from? Actually, most of ours come from Dan's balls.
What made you want to do an Infinity Man book? Well, no one pitched it to me, so I whacked it a bit.
No, and I said, hey, what you out. Do? And I had a voice in my pen saying, hey, why don't you do Infinity Man? I said, hey, what's a good idea? Hey, Mr. Carter, welcome back.
They should do a remake of Welcome Back, Cotter, with Dan DiDio playing all of the parts, including Mr. Cotter.
Welcome back, fucker!
Welcome back, DiDildo, everybody!
Oh! Welcome hey, back. I got a note!
What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Multiversity. Grant Morrison and Cameron Stewart.
What earth are they doing? Does it say? Or what characters are featured on the cover, Joey?
AKA Thunderbolt. If you shut the fuck up, I would
Is
tell
it
you.
The Shazam family?
Yes!
Jesus. I already knew, Joey. Because these are the things that I know.
This isn't Shazam, though. This is Captain Marvel.
Cool.
His name is Captain Marvel. Billy Batson transforms from boy reporter for Wiz Media into the world's mightiest mortal Captain Marvel. This is good. This is not shitty Geoff Johns.
Have you been reading Multiversity so far?
I have the first two issues. I've read the first one. It was good.
They're very good. You'll love the second one. The second one you'll like more. I've read them both a couple times, and they're
reading, like,
pretty good.
I got John Bartolino's new book, The Hospital Suite. I've been reading that. I got Patrick
Collins. Oh, is it pronounced The Hospital Suite?
No.
Yeah. It's not Hospital, comma, Suite.
He doesn't want to be there.
Distance Mover by Patrick Kyle from Koyama.
Koyama!
Koyama! Koyomama. This is also the month, that's right, where the theme month for all the theme covers is Darwin Cook doing just covers.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's like, wow, an actual theme month of, like, good theme.
Are you into this theme month? The monster theme month?
In theory, I am. So far, the ones I've seen aren't very good.
The Chris Burnham one's really nice for Batman and Robin.
I haven't seen that one. The only ones I've seen so far were the Batgirl one from today, which I was like,
I didn't really like that one.
And the Earth 2 one, which was shitty because every character has the same face.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I saw the one for Batman, and I didn't like it. But
I didn't see that one.
Again, in theory, I thought it was pretty cool. The Batgirl one, I think I
like. These Darwin Cook covers are sweet. Ben Temple Smith. I don't know. Juan Ferreira is doing covers for Constantine.
I know that. Okay. I know.
But see,
he's doing Colder too.
You mean he's doing Colder as well?
No, I mean Colder the sequel too. Colder 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
No. What? Wait.
Colder 2, Electric Boogaloo. But seriously, I think this is a bad idea from DC because the last thing they want to do is remind people how fun their books could be. Look at how great these covers are. They just Teen Titans one.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a bunch of those lists. They're awesome. Great. They're very cool. Oh, yeah, they still have a Teen Titans book, don't they? They had a new Teen Titans. All new Teen Titans.
New Teen Titans?
Yeah. They're just re-releasing the Marvel Wolfman stuff.
Nude Teen Titans.
Nude Teen Tits.
I'm just trying to see... Oh my god, the Supergirl cover is awesome. It's her riding Comet the Super Horse and Streaky the Super Cat and Crypto the Super Dog are in there with her.
Yay!
That is The Cat's Meow.
The Cat's Meow!
That was great. I think that's it for premieres.
For DC books.
DC butts.
DC butts.
I'm DC butts.
Did you read many DC butts this week, Joe?
I read a DC butt. I only buy one DC butt now, so...
What is the one DC butt you buy?
Well, let me think. I dropped Swamp Thing.
Swamp Ting. Why'd you drop that, Joey?
He's doing a variant cover for He-Man and the Eternity War. That's kind of cool. Because I didn't like it anymore. I was bored.
Oh.
And I was tired of buying books that I don't really like.
Well, that is a good reason.
Well, I guess I don't have any. I think the only DC book that's still on my pull list is Wonder Woman, because there's one issue left, and then I can stop buying that. But last week I bought Gotham Academy, which I enjoyed, and this, which me and Ryan talked about.
I like that book.
And this week I bought Batgirl number 35 by Cameron Stewart and Brendan Fletcher, with art by the wickedly talented Babstar. And Cameron Stewart did breakdowns. It's a really good book. It's really fun. And it's new villains. It's interesting to read.
All the characters were really well developed.
Yeah, and
everyone she interacts with was actually a character, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, and I appreciate that the book is so not targeted at me, and I'm able to appreciate it because it's just a good comic. But you know,
it reminded
they really went for broke on not trying to appeal to fat middle-aged white guys. So sorry, Justin, we're not allowed to read that comic anymore. But
that's right. Fat middle-aged white guy.
And we probably weren't reading Batgirl anyway. The idea of trying to make a Batgirl comic to appeal to us is so weird. They're like, you know what those fat white guys with beards need? They need a teenage Batgirl comic. That's what the men want. Give them the Batgirl, eh? Dan, what happened to your voice? I spent time in Burnaby. He spent a lot of time in Burnaby.
I thought it was a pretty good comic.
I thought it was a really good comic, and the art was great.
It reminded me
of a new villain
of Scott Pilgrim.
I liked it a lot better.
It had a lot of elements of Scott Pilgrim.
I respect Scott Pilgrim a lot better than I enjoy it, just because it's so dependent on video game references and video game culture that I feel like it's kind of going over my head all the time. I think it's awesomely drawn, and the movie is fantastic, but even just reading it, I'm just like, I feel like I would connect more to this if I was, you know, one of the people this book was trying to connect to.
I just wanna be near you.
I just want my comic books to tell me something about life.
I just want you to speak to me.
Baby, I just wanna stick my fist up your anus. That's a savage girl.
And use you like a puppet and make you speak to me.
Rob, that was beautiful. That was just beautiful. Wow. I had no idea you had it in you. You're on my mind. Get it?
Waka,
waka, waka, waka, waka, waka.
Who knew Fozzie Bear was into that sort of thing, Pilgrim?
Oh, wow, John Wayne's here, everybody. John, you're a little late for Thanksgiving.
I know, but I got up real...
You're right, John.
I just find it very cathartic.
John... You sound a lot like my brother and Will Ferrell. I gotta be honest with you. Like that last little
thing. Mom!
I'm just saying, John, when you're starting to sound more and more like
okay,
Will Ferrell playing Robert Goulet.
How about this now?
Ooh, look at here, big horn. That's why I come up here. Look at you, you don't even
believe me. Better.
Can we talk about the IDW solicitations, please?
Oh, IDW book. Hold on. Maybe you guys will know what the fuck this shit is. Trevor, fellow ladybud.
That's a good reference.
Alan Roberts, Killoggy.
Killoggy, yeah.
Killoggy.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I'm aware that it exists.
Because it's got Doyle from The Misfits on the front cover.
Yeah, I looked at it in previews and I was like, huh, I bet you people who like The Misfits and don't like comics will probably like this book.
Did you pick that up?
No.
You don't like comics.
And you like The Misfits.
Special Halloween one-shot starring Doyle. Formerly of the Misfits. Doyle rules. Still dresses like he's in the Misfits, though.
Doyle was also the name of the bumbling sidekick cop in The Mask. It's got onion rings.
That Doyle. Front cover is pretty cool, though. It looks like Richard Corbin.
I thought it looked like Doyle.
Well,
it's... Waka, 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 waka.
Yeah.
One is not simply anthology? Waka, waka.
I think so. Special Halloween one-shot. Alan Roberts kill a guy.
Kill a guy. Like trilogy with kill.
Plus, no. Kill a guy. Creature double feature. So I think it's just a... It's only $3.99, so it's probably just... I don't know. One story or something. It's got a sneak preview of something that I closed the page too quickly.
Technicality, not on Boo Over. Anyway, IDW Comics for December. Never mind stuff that just came out. We're talking about stuff that comes out later. We're comics. We don't care about the stuff we have. We only care about the stuff we're going to have 2 months from now. So every once in a while, IDW has their licenses, and they're like,
hey, how often?
At least once a year. But they're just like, we have the license for Doctor Who and Star Trek. Let's do a crossover because, you know, somebody wants that. Well,
they did that with the Lone Gunman. They had a Lone Gunman crossover with everything.
Yeah, they did the Infestation series as well, where it was like Lovecraft monsters versus Transformers, Ninja Turtles, and 30 Days of Night. I'm like,
that's
Mars Attacks.
Yeah, but so this one, I have to admit, I'm not going to get it, but I kind of love that they're doing it. And that is Star Trek Planet of the Apes crossover. It's the crossover nobody ever expected. Yeah, well, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. They also don't expect you to mash up monkeys with Star Trek. But it's a great idea. So what could possibly cause Captain
Kirk... Which Star Trek?
Captain...
Which one is that?
What could possibly cause... Cause Captain Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise to side with Dr. Zaius to protect Ape City?
Who's Kirk?
Cameron. Kirk Cameron.
He's the born again Christian.
Kirk Cameron. This is like a weird Star Trek universe where Kirk Cameron is the captain. Yeah. Stardate 5. As old as the Earth. Anyway, that's pretty cool. There's also an Angry Birds holiday special. And an Angry Birds Transformers crossover.
The Angry Birds transform?
I think it looks more like the Transformers themselves are like...
Playing Angry Birds?
No, they took the eggs.
It's like bird versions of the Transformers. It's not like the Transformers meet the Angry Birds.
It's just Optimus Prime playing on his phone. Goes,
everyone, this is stupid even for us. And then the red bird crashes into him. And that's the end of the issue. Autobots, roll out!
The whole thing is just a game of Angry Birds that you just slowly see a robot at foot just crush everything.
It's 19 pages of the red bird flying through the air, and then the last page he bumps into Optimus Prime's knee, and Optimus goes, this is stupid! This cost you $4! It's a four-issue miniseries. There's also the Garbage Pail Kids comic book Puketacular.
Yay! Except, never stop making the Garbage Pail Kids.
Except, look, the people who are doing it are Peter Begg and Dean Haspiel.
Oh, like, I love both those people. That's cool. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't like the Garbage Pail Kids. I never have, and I'm not going to get this, but there's quite a few. And there's some My Little Pony shit going on there, being running around putting ponies, got the Ninja Turtles in there, being turtles and ninjas. Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters crossover. Again, somebody out there is probably peeing their pants.
Well, I am, but not for that.
Unrelated. I will say the Samurai Jack comic is pretty good. I will say that. Jim Zub writes that.
What issue are they on, Joe?
Of Samurai Jack?
Yes.
15. Or 15 is the new one in December. Right. So they're on 13 right now.
Right.
There's two Godzilla books.
I reviewed the first
now.
One. Hey, back to the Garbage Pail Kids, because that's where we need to be directing our attention.
The issues that matter.
Were the cards based on the movie, or was the movie, based on the cards?
They're based on the cards.
The movie was based on the cards.
Yeah, the cards was first.
Because I saw the movie when I was a child.
The cards were first.
It doesn't get any grosser than this.
I think Basil didn't Basil Wolverton do a bunch of stuff for the Garbage Pail Kids? Didn't he design a lot of them? Am I crazy about that?
I don't know. He definitely could have. That's what they were going for.
You definitely could have, Joe.
Basil Wolverton.
That style? Yes. Like,
comic book geek stampede, where we guess...
You know, that's definitely a possibility.
Your source for rampant speculation.
He does art. He might have arted that.
He drew things. He could have drawn those. Because he drew lots of stuff.
Basil Wolverton, Garbage Pail Kids. Nope.
No?
No.
You sure?
I don't think so. Wait. Yes. No.
This is not going well for you. You're really not. Can you be more specific?
I don't know. Yes. I think so.
Absolutely. Can't be certain.
Absolutely possible.
Yeah. This is without a doubt a thing that is
That's basically what I said.
Okay, the big thing from...
He certainly could have done it.
It's not outside the realm of possibility. He was an artist. He's an artist.
They hired artists to do it.
For me, is volume 1 of 12 of the Corto... Can I...
Arts.
Art Spiegelman, yes.
Keep going.
Corto Maltese, the Hugo Pratt series, is finally getting a full English language translation. That's cool.
That sounds cool, Joe.
Does it have the prices on there?
How much this one doesn't, but I think it's like... Oh yeah, it does. It's $30, but it's only 140 pages, so that's kind of disappointing. But
and there's like 12 volumes.
There's going to be 12 volumes. Yeah, I just discovered episodes. I have a collection of Corto Maltese stuff in English.
Wait a minute.
I was like, what is this? I thought they had never done this, but I guess they've only done bits and bobs. So I don't know what I've got, but it's some fly-by-night publisher who put out some
fly
comics
by
and
night,
bought
it's bits and bobs. Read some Corto Maltese.
I don't... Guys, I don't think...
Have you
Basil
figured this out yet?
Wolverton had anything to do with the Garbage Pail Kids.
All right. It doesn't really matter one way or the other. I was just curious.
Great.
What year did he die?
That's none of your god... 1978.
Was that
the year of our Lord, 1978, in Vancouver, Washington. Not in Vancouver, Canada.
Is it Vancouver in Washington? That seems very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Vancouver, Washington is a
it
city
was a big
on the
deal
north bank.
The Olympics.
Yep, Vancouver, Washington.
It was what?
It was a big deal during the Olympics.
Oh, people went to Vancouver because they're like, there's only one country.
What the? There's a Calgary, Texas.
Yep,
I knew that. Yeah.
And
but that's less confusing because they're not right beside each other. It's not like there's a Calgary, Alberta, and a Calgary, Saskatchewan.
And yeah, we're Calgary too.
Yeah, we're also Calgary. Fuck you, what the dude's going on?
They're falling down a hill or something.
What happened to Calgary? They're falling down a hill. How did that happen? I don't understand.
I don't remember.
We've got to memorize these cities too much. All right, guys. I know this is what you've been waiting for.
This is
products.
What I've been waiting for. Did you see the IDW preview for, or not preview, teaser image they released today on Facebook?
No.
For their new book.
New teaser.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes.
Is it Facebook the comic? Be one of us. Is that the one you're talking about?
That would have been
one
awesome.
Of us.
No.
One of us.
Look at those shots, Justin. That's ridiculous.
How do I get to IDW Comics?
I haven't followed hockey.
Sorry. No.
They've been shit for a while.
Flames had half the shots as Edmonton, and Edmonton had half the goals, man.
Okay, here we go.
That's weird.
Is it this Snake Eyes picture?
The goalie in.
Nope.
Edmonton's must suck.
Is that Gem in the Holograms?
Yeah.
What is this? Fill me in on this thing that
IDW
you guys are excited about.
IDW is
going to
do a Gem in the Holograms book?
What is Gem in the Holograms?
What? Gem in the Holograms was a cartoon series in the 80s. And Gem and the Holograms, they were a glam band who also fought an evil band called the Misfits. And they played glam rock. Well, it wasn't Doyle from...
That's what I was asking.
It was another Doyle evil band called Killigy? The Misfits. But that fucking rocks,
hello.
Man. I am all the fuck over that. I will probably read a Gem and the Holograms book. Because I just love it. Oops, wrong button here. Oh, man, people posting all their wacky stuff. Anyway, Image Comics solicitations.
The first solicit, I'm very
excited. Wait a
minute.
I'm going to knock this party up a notch.
Hot sauce!
Hot sauce!
Oh, my God, don't chug this one, Daredevil! Hey-o!
Oh, boy!
Who's going to take you to the hospital?
How did you get your powers, Matt? I drank cream soda too quickly. So what is your power? I have a tummy ache. What does that have to do with you being blind? Nothing. Why would you assume it did? Why, it's because I have a handicap. Everything about me has to revolve around that. Okay, Matt, this is getting uncomfortable. Fuck you!
Hello, did you want me to come back? And help host the show!
What was your name again?
Kashino?
Oh yeah, Kashino Boogie.
Kashino Boogie!
And I am glad! Get out of here, you.
Goodbye.
You old queens.
Goodbye!
Well, we're finally here!
Oh no!
So I had a Calgary, Texas for us. Okay, Image Comics. Image Comic solicitations for December 2014. Green soda makes me happy. Bitch Planet number 1. Planet of Bitches. So
that should be another comic. It's the like deep impact Armageddon.
Or just
like,
call it.
We'll crowdsource the writing to like the men's rights advocate group on Reddit. Put the bitches, bunch of girls will date us, and then there's another planet called Planet of the Cool Guys, and it's shaped like a trilby.
And we get to live on Beach Planet.
Yeah, it's Beach sick. Planet where we get to play in the sand.
World. Lift weights.
And like every issue just ends with them tipping their fedora and like, "Milady." Anyway, Planet of the Bitches. Kelly Sue DeConnick, Valentine DeLandro teaming up for the very third time to present Bitch Planet. Margaret Atwood meets Inglourious Basterds.
What?
That's how they describe it. Oh. And no, it's actually what's happening in this issue. Margaret Atwood meets the cast of Inglourious Basterds. You all owe me 100 Nazi scalps. Well, I was hoping that I could only bring you 50 Nazi scalps because I have to finish my manuscript. I'm sending this.
I'm too busy tweeting at Rob Delaney.
Does she tweet at Rob Delaney?
All the time.
Really?
Well, Rob Delaney tweets at her, and she gets a joke, so she's funny, and she tweets back all the time.
See, I don't find Rob Delaney that funny. But Margaret Atwood is a scream.
Is a riot!
She's a hoot and a holler.
The Handmaiden's funny wacky tale, am I right?
Dada make me holler, Margaret Atwood. Also, we have Rumble Number 1 by John Arcudi and James Heron. Sounds kind of cool. It's got something to do with Scarecrow. It's Louis C.K. meets Robert E. Howard in a David Fincher universe. Well, like two of those.
Meets Margaret Atwood again.
Yeah, meets Margaret. Well, this is Margaret Atwood month here at Image Comics, where she appears in every single comic we're publishing. Okay, but fuck that comic. But Graveyard Shift, Jay Ferber, Fran Bueno, they're doing a horror crime romance. It's Fright Night style thrills and castle style crime solving. As a homicide detective and his girlfriend find their love put to the ultimate test when they run afoul of a gang of vampires. I'm all over it.
All over it? Like a bag of rice?
Oh, excuse me. A gang of vampire Margaret Atwoods. We want to suck your blood.
I would really love to suck your blood.
Do you remember when they used to do on Royal Canadian Air Force? And they would do Margaret Atwood and they did a music video for Singing I'm So Excited.
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it. Even though it's a male-dominated society that forces women into a role of subservience. That was a joke I remember from being like 7. Uh-huh. So the cream soda is not rotting my brain juice.
Have you read any Margaret Atwood?
Nope.
She's very, very talented.
No, Rob, I don't have a vagina.
I don't live on Bitch Planet.
No, I'm sorry, I'm from Planet of the Bitches. Tips my fedora, the lady. No, I haven't.
Hey, come join us on Beach Planet, bro.
Yeah, are you ready for the summer? Playing volleyball. This is lame.
You know what book you guys would both actually love? Oryx and Crake by Margaret Atwood. It's very good.
Horse and Grapes?
Yep.
Horse and Grapes! I've had it on... Oh, Margaret, are you okay? I've had that on my Kindle for a while, so one day I'll
it. It is a fantastic.
I would have probably read it by now, except that Rob recommends it, and I tend to not
read it. I feel like I should just stop recommending it.
I'm glad you do, because it saves me so much time and energy. The day when you were like, look, I bought this book, and it was Gravity's Rainbow, I went, ugh, this even feels boring. I've read a Pynchon novel.
You have read a Pynchon novel?
I haven't got a fucking clue what it was about.
Right on, man.
Eric Stevenson's got a book with Simon Gain and Jordi Belair.
I don't think I like Eric Stevenson.
The publisher of Image Comics?
I didn't really like Nowhere Men that much.
Well, I did.
Alright. Yeah, I guess he's my bud.
Isn't... Kate, remind me, is Jordi Belair married to somebody?
I don't know.
Isn't she married to Declan Shalvey?
No, I think she just does work with Declan Shalvey all the time.
Are you sure?
Did you hear about the new Warren Ellis Declan Shalvey?
I believe they're in a relationship.
I think she's married or dating.
I don't know if
dating
they're married or not. Declan
Shalvey. All I know is that makes him the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh my god.
I really wanted to make sure they were dating just so I could make my Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I want Jordi Belair to commit a crime so that someone on Law & Order can go and search for some Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
All these prints are all over his dead body.
Where I colored most of my books. Anyway,
That same creative team from Moon Knight is doing a new book.
I will moon you in the night.
I think it's Image. I don't know who's publishing it. But it's Declan Shalvey, Warren Ellis, Jordi Belair.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince Carlton, and the uncle.
Remember the Carlton?
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil. What's up, Uncle Phil?
As well as Jaden Smith, Batman.
Hits keep coming.
And here. Miley Cyrus.
101.5. Radio Guy Rob. And this weekend, we're counting.
This is me, signing off.
And here. Oh my god, there he goes. Here I go. Okay.
Did you plug in the microphones? Because this is gold.
Oh, yeah. It's good this time. I should check the levels, though. Oh, they're so loud.
What level are we at, bud?
Level 5. $10 trade. Outcast. Ugh. I didn't care for that book.
Ugh.
Saga Volume 4 comes out that month.
Yep.
Yep, 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 yep.
There's a couple trades that are coming out that are actually very exciting. What other
Sex
trades?
Sex Criminals 2. Sovereign.
Nope.
Stray Bullets 6.
Nope.
Well, those are the ones.
What about Ghosted? Doesn't Ghosted have a new one? Ghosted 3?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for nodding your head.
And Drumheller 2, and Dream Police 1, and Dark Engine 1. Why don't I just list everything? Fine, Casanova Volume 3. How about I just read the solicits? Black Science 2 as well.
Hey, what about, what Casanova, when does the new Casanova start, Joe?
Probably not too long from now, because this is collecting Adarita, the third miniseries.
That is very exciting.
And art cover!
Michael Chabon is doing backups.
Michael Chabon! My wife.
I think the new Bond should be Michael Chabon.
Did you guys hear that Dynamite got the
Dynamite
that picked up the license to publish James Bond comics?
That's exciting.
So it's Dynamite, so they probably aren't going to be that good, but they will get to see a bunch of really nice Francesco Francavilla James Bond.
Yay!
Comics. So that'll be cool, right?
I'm on board. Even though I don't like James Bond at all, like Francesco Francavilla.
That's fucked in the head. Who doesn't like James Bond?
Rob doesn't like
Why
him.
Why are you stupid?
I don't know. I'm sure if I watched some James Bond now, I would enjoy it.
If I ever saw a James Bond movie...
I've seen a lot of James Bond movies, but I didn't like them.
It's kind
of
like...
But then again, I was 13 when I watched them all, so I might like them now.
You should watch the one where James Bond fights Margaret Atwood, and then he falls down a hill.
You know, you are...
In the band playing the song. Marvel Comics, December. Avengers and X-Men, Sixes! Sixes number one came up.
Rolling Sixes.
Anybody here read Sixes?
I didn't read Sixes. However, I had a lot of fun with the little ad that they gave.
I know you did.
Gave.
You played with it a lot.
Refold it a bunch of times. See that?
Nope.
Hey, Justin. This is the new... This is a segment. This is a new segment on our show called... Hey, Justin. You see that shit? Hey, Justin.
Nope.
You see that shit?
You been to the store?
Nope.
All right.
All righty.
So next week on... Justin,
Robot
did you see that shit?
Bunch of Sixes tie-ins...
Sixes.
Nova 25. Nova 25, that's great. They're getting 25.
Is Jerry Duggan still writing it, Joe?
Goddamn right he is.
Hey!
Fucking crazy guy.
All right.
Fucking bestiality nut.
All right. That was hurtful.
They're still publishing Avengers World as well, that Nick Spencer and
that's
Frank
weird. Marbury. Why are they doing that? No
Marco
one's
Cicchetto.
That. Are they still are they still publishing Mighty Avengers as well?
Why don't you wait till I get there? Fucking cock. Deadpool 38 and 39? Deadpool has gone zen because of the rights of Sixes. He found peace. He swore off violence. So how is he going to help his friends live through the inverted X-Men?
Who gives a shit?
Inverted X-Men is just like, what is oh my this? God, the craziest things happen. What? The X-Men, they're all upside down. Like, that's really our new event? Yeah, what if all of the characters got turned upside down? And they just walk on the ceiling?
And not figuratively.
No, they walk on their hands on the ground. That'd be stupid. Okay.
They just all learn how to do handstands.
We're gonna turn
really
the
well.
X-Men universe on its head. Then, wow, it literally did that. When did Marvel get so literal?
Why wouldn't they? All the people reading it just turn it upside down, bud? And then there's only one character.
Oh, yeah, look, I fucking saved.
Now
the
X-Men are fine, and it's just Deadpool.
But Deadpool's always upside down. He's always like,
oh, he's just
insane.
Out of control, Joe. You can't control him. Out of control.
They retitled Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, but it's still Al Ewing and Luke Ross. So yes, it still exists.
Oh, well.
You've dreaded it. You've dreamed of it. Now it's here. The Avengers / Avengers.
Hold on.
War.
There should be no solicit that starts with "you dreaded it,"
unless it's a DC comic. Oh,
that was a good joke.
Okay, so this
Justin.
Is another thing. I don't know what's happening, but this is they're relaunching Iron Man as the Superior Iron Man, and so he's got a new costume. So it's like, are they just now going to go through all their characters and make them into dickholes for 2 years? And
yeah.
Superior?
Well, that's the thing is like when they call them Superior now, they're jerks. Yeah.
So
the thing is, they developed
a Superior character means you're an asshole.
What does that say about mankind, Joey?
It means that DC is a superior publisher.
That was a joke. Brought to you by Crush Cream Soda.
Oh, it tastes so fucking good. It looks like Angela's getting her own series, written by Kieran Gillen and Marguerite Bennett, by art by Phil Jimenez and Stephanie Hans.
I like Kieran Gillen, specifically Wicked and the Divine.
I don't know Stephanie Hans, but this cover's pretty cool. And I like the character Angela.
What is Angela? Where is Angela from?
She's from Spawn.
Really?
She's that character Neil Gaiman created for Spawn and then finally got the rights to it back. And then so gave it to Marvel.
Gave it to Marvel?
Well, I mean, Marvel probably bought it from him or licensed or whatever, but he brought it to Marvel.
I had no idea Neil Gaiman wrote Spawn.
Yeah. Not for very long, but yeah. There's also, what is this, Shield number 1 by Mark Waid and Carlos Pacheco. Oh, I heard of this.
I heard about that, and the Mike Diodato cover is very nice. I heard about that book, and that's what you're supposed to do with microphones, by the way. I really hope the microphone picked that up. Just...
Help! Help!
Is that something that lives in your microphone or lives in your
nose? If it was in the microphone, we'd always hear it. Don't listen to these fuckers. I'm just... hey, you microphone goblin. Get back in there.
I love arguing about the logic of a little monster in a microphone or living in your nose.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, it makes more sense for him to be in my nose. He was in the microphone, we'd only ever be able to hear him. Duh. Fuckhead.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a Shield book. That's cool.
And it's got Agent Cowlson in it.
The son of the cow. He lives in my nose. A new book called Spider-Man and the X-Men.
What?
Meet Jean Grey Academy's new guidance counselor, Spider-Man. Oh, okay. I get it. Because Wolverine did.
So, is he?
Apparently. I don't know. He hasn't died yet. I don't know. That book was supposed to be weekly, but...
Death of the Wolverine?
Death.
I think it was just like the first two that came out in one month, and then they...
I know they were supposed to be weekly.
Oh, they were? Okay. Yeah.
They fucked up.
You know what's really... What's strange is that...
The nose... Goblin.
It was a story that Paul Cornell built since he started writing Wolverine, and then
Charles Soule wrote it.
And then Charles Soule wrote Death of Wolverine, yeah. And then, but I got the vibe, this is all speculation, but I got a funny vibe that Paul Cornell was just kind of like, this is stupid. Because when it hit like his last issue came out, he went, this is what I've been building up to since the very beginning, since I started writing. This is the end of my story. This is where the entire thing concludes. So basically he pitched, yeah, this happens. And they went, what if he actually dies? Like, no, well, no, that's not the point. I don't want to do that.
What are you doing? Come back here.
He fell down the hill. I'm British!
There was a lever in his office. I would. He pulled on the bally lever, and over I went, upsy-daisy, as a tea kettle. I went down the hill. Bob's your uncle. Landed in the ravine, I did.
Landed in the ravine with Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Yeah, and he was having sex with three ladies.
At the same time.
And they were not into it. I think I witnessed a rape.
Oh, Jesus.
Pod, did you call someone? Well, I called you.
I called the doctor.
I'm on your podcast, yeah. I called the doctor, and I heard the TARDIS coming in. And I said, Ballyho, here comes the doctor. And we went and had some adventures, we did. And, oh yeah, the rape.
Jesus.
Triple rape.
Justin's got...
Isn't that a wrestler?
Triple rape. Time to play the rape. Oh, time to play the rape. Well, he did violate that corpse.
Well, he did.
Up, like, Kane back in the day. Death of Wolverine, colon, the Weapon X program, 3 and 4 of 5. These fucking solicitations get more and more confusing all the time. Death of Wolverine, colon, Logan's Legacy, 6 and 7.
Logan's
seven.
Colon Legacy?
Yeah.
Death of Wolverine's colon.
Turns out, Bob, that I got a regeneration factor and everything but my colon.
My beer intake has made me get the shits.
Wolverine, I need you to go on a mission. Charles, Bob, my prostate is the size of a melon, Bob.
Is the size of a melon, Bob?
A melon, Bob. You ever had a melon, Bob? Are you, what are you saying? Are you saying melon, like, comma, bub?
Like a bulb? Or like, like a bulb
a
of a melon?
A melon hyphen bub.
Are you saying bulb? What are you saying?
Is it what I do, bub?
Bulb?
You do... The best theory is what you do, bub? Like...
Doobop, doobop.
What's happening? I think Wolverine's telling me about his band. He's in a...
Is it doo-wop
band? Or something?
Oh.
Ah! This is the best way to get out of bits that are going nowhere. Is that the
character falls out? It's just a big pile with Margaret Atwood and Cornell.
Down at the bottom of the hill. That's a steep hill. I'm not going back up there.
I'm surprised we can still hear you all the way from down there, Paul.
I've got a booming voice. I'm doing my stage whisper. It's not a whisper at all. And you sound Australian. Well, I can do accents too, you know. I'm a thespian. Paul Cornell's a lesbian.
A host of the talk?
Somebody called Bleeding Cool. Turns out Paul Cornell's a lesbian. And he's the host of Talk Soup.
Talk Soup.
So Secret Avengers is still a thing.
Wait, I thought you were reading Secret Avengers, Joe.
I get the trades. But this, seriously, the way it's written is Elish Cott, writer, question mark. Michael Walsh. I'm like, why is there a question mark there? What does that mean? Newsarama is casting some aspersions. Like,
Elish Cott,
writer? Writes
writer. I wouldn't call him a writer.
I would call him a nihilist. If you'd like,
I would call him a comedian.
If you like to read Marvel comics, but you are a bit of a nihilist, and then
well, hello, Paul. This is nice to meet you.
I am okay. Okay, Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy,
Captain America,
legendary. Did you know that Star-Lord is dating Kitty Pryde now?
No, but now I do. That's some hot topics.
Hot topic.
Do you want to go to hot topic later?
Yep.
Get some My Chemical Romance hoodies.
Oh, I was hoping to get bagels, but whatever.
At Hot Topic?
What do you get there?
My Chemical Romance hoodies.
Well, My Chemical Romance bagels is what you want. All New Miracle Man Annual Number 1 by Grant Morrison and Peter Milliken.
I did read about
art
that.
Art by Joey Q and Mikey Allred.
That's very exciting.
It's a long-lost Miracle Man
story. It's a reprint, right? Yeah.
Well, it's a long-lost story that was never apparently...
They found it!
Found it, yeah.
There it is. It was with all these old interviews with Kurt Cobain that we keep finding.
Yeah, we found it underneath a bunch of people at the bottom of a hill.
Bottom of a hill.
Under this people.
Bottom of a hill.
There is a steeple.
Bottom of a hill. My job's
in
so much easier.
In the board games, they are meeples, and we want to get some Hot Topic bagels. So we've also got...
Justin, what do you think about Hot Topic bagels?
I'm against them.
It's a red button issue. Yeah.
Justin coming out swinging. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Send them back to Bitch Planet.
Yeah, bagel bitches.
Have you heard that Tig Notaro bit about where she loves when people do that noise at the end of laughing? Because it's like you're reminiscing about 1 second ago. Do you remember 1 second ago?
About reminiscing where it's Dimitri Martin going, I like digital cameras because it allows you to reminisce immediately. Like, look at us. We were so young. Dimitri Martin's a funny comic. Oh, they're also relaunching Powers, the new number one again.
Wait, Powers? Oh, in anticipation of the show? So Powers Bureau is done.
Just in time for the debut of the new Powers TV show comes a brand new number one. So yet another new relaunch for Powers.
Is it just called Powers?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I was reading Powers Bureau, but then decided to get the... They have new... Have you seen the new hardcovers that they put out for Powers?
No. Are they good?
Fantastic. They look fantastic. Very, very nice. Avon Oeming must be like the fastest artist in the world.
Ding dong, Avon Oeming calling. Another different story there. Ding dong, Avon Kong.
But he's doing like United States of Murder Incorporated. He's doing that other new book for Icon as well, or is it for Image? I can't remember.
And I don't have all the answers, Rob.
Oh,
I still don't know.
Anyway, point is, I think he's a very talented individual, and he deserves a pat.
Well, he's right here now, so you can tell him, hello, oh, Mike. I don't know what he sounds like. I don't even know.
Sounds where like a from. British cookie monster.
I have no idea what country he's from. Country is he from? Denmark.
I think he's from the United States.
Hello, hello.
Of America.
America.
America, where you get like Africa. American Express.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
We all know what it is. Okay.
God.
But anyway, that's exciting because I do love Powers, but I don't read it in single issues anymore.
Yeah.
Do you read United States of Murder Incorporated in single issues?
Until recently. Now I don't. So, glad we had this.
Yes and no.
The answer to your question, let me answer your question with a question. What makes you think I care about your question?
Let me you go.
Yeah. What you said. Justin, what do you think of this? Good answer, good answer. I can always count on you. Looking at the invites list on this Halloween party.
Why aren't you looking at the previews?
Because we're done. There's no other publishers that post
that's
them.
It?
Well, there's other ones, but I don't care. The back half of the catalog, the shop owners don't care. Why should I?
That's a good point.
Hi, all.
Hey-o.
There's probably cool stuff from Oni Press coming out. Probably good stuff from... Oh, right. Boom! We got like a Boom. I love Boom.
And what about... We already read Dynamite.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those cool, like, Creator Unleashed new series coming out from Dynamite that I was excited about.
Yeah, man.
Are you guys reading the Mark Waid Dr. Specter?
No. But I've heard it's good.
Fred Van Lente,
Fred Van Lente, lent me...
Frank Barbieri, Solar...
Okay, here's the deal. Here's
Solarium.
Here's the deets, motherfuckers. This is a big deal. From Boom Studios, written by Christopher Sabella, whom I like quite a bit. Art Diego Barreto. It is Escape from New York, number one. Snake Plissken.
That's pretty cool.
Because Big Trouble... And if it's half as good as Big Trouble in Little China, then it'll be pretty good.
Brian Cirilla is drawing that book, isn't he? Big Trouble? Yeah.
Big Trouble, yes. There's another book called Eternal Number One by William Harms and Giovanni Valletta. Nice Italian boy there.
He's a man.
George. Roger Langridge has a new miniseries called Abigail and the Snowman. I'll buy anything from Roger Langridge, including his used gym socks.
I'll buy anything that involves a snowman.
His first creator-owned series since Snarked, which was a good book.
Snarked?
Did you read Snarked?
Nope.
Snarked. I like it. There's also this is cool. It's called Boombox Mixtape 2014. So it's like a anthology book, but it's all stories by Maddie Flores, Paul Mabry, Ryan North, Noel Stevenson, Eric Donovan, Becca Tobin, Jake Lawrence. Basically everybody cool who works on all the Boombox books that I like.
Boomity box a boomity ba ba da doo. Boomity box a boomity ba boo boo.
Yeah, that.
Yep.
Also a book called Rocket Salvage by Yehudi Mercado and Bakken. And, yeah, so that's pretty good. Justin Jordan's got a new book coming out from them called Deep State.
That's from Boom?
Yeah. With Ariella Cristanina.
Have you seen a picture of Justin Jordan?
Yeah.
He looks exactly like he should.
It's not what I expected.
Really?
I was like, he looks like he's one of those guys on Beach Planet tipping his fedora and saying...
Yeah. He's got an intense neck beard. Intense neck beard. But I heard him in an interview once that wasn't visual. It was just... auditory, and
it was oral
and I heard him speak, and hearing him speak, he seems like a very jolly fellow, very wonderful.
Fat. Not to say he's fat.
No, he just seems really happy and wonderful and fun to be around. And then you
just
see
kind
a picture
of
him and it's like,
because he defended Yale Stewart with the whole dick pic thing because he's his friend.
Oh, never mind. Like, I take back everything nice I just said
about
it. Fuck that guy.
Or maybe it was you and I. I was just like, dude, if I ever send dick pics to somebody and somebody asks you to comment on the internet, you're allowed to say, no, he's an idiot. He's my friend, but he's being a fucking dickhead. And if I see him, I'm going to smack him.
Oh, every time I... Oh, now I'm depressed. Now I don't like Justin. Fuck that guy.
You didn't like him.
Fuck fat, fatty neckbeard boy.
Fatty McNeckbeard didn't show his dick to anybody. He just didn't condemn his friend for showing his dick. So, I mean, like, I guess that's kind of an asshole by proxy. But, you know, as far as I know, he's kept his dick to himself.
Asshole by proxy.
Let's face it. Nobody wants to see Fatty Neckbeard's dick.
I mean, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I bet you are. Fatty Neckbeard's dick is my Tenacious D cover band.
I hope this becomes canon, that whenever we talk about Fatty Neckbeard, we just call him Fatty Neckbeard.
In his next book, he just says, like, written F Neckbeard. In the last page.
Just no, F-T
just,
like, Neckbeard.
In the new Luther Strode, it's just like, Luther Strode charges into a room, and then his dick flies in, slaps through the face, and there he is, Fatty Neckbeard.
Dick
like,
by Luther Strode.
And he's just screaming, Meta!
Oh, man.
It's like a Morrison kind of a thing. Morrison.
F-T Neckbeard.
Yeah, oh, man. Fatty Neckbeard writes himself into Dick Slap Luther Strode.
Dick Slap.
I created this character for one reason. Look at me. Now I'm walking to you. I'm going to touch you with my willy. Please don't call it a willy. Oh! I don't know who fell there. It was Neckbeard or me.
FT? Good old FT?
Good old FND. Fatty Neckbeard. FT. Comics are good. Just don't show your dick unless somebody asks you to, you know? Okay, here's a book I don't quite understand. This is crazy. This is a book about little monsters. It's called Capture Creatures. 151 critters appear on Earth, all with a variety of weird wild powers. It's up to two teenagers to figure out where they came from and how to save the world that doesn't understand them, all while having a ton of fun in the process. It's about kids capturing weird little monsters, of which there are 151.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of?
Gotta capture them all.
Digimon. Put them all in a net.
Gotta get Sal.
To get all the dudes in my house. I have to collect each one. I have to make...
That was actually the original title of...
I have to formulate a collection.
got to get all of the dudes.
I have to formulate a collection. We're on the way to Vermilion City.
Formulate a collection. Come and go.
Shamon.
Dick. Michael, are you okay? I'm dead. Teen Dog, number 4. I thought it was an 8-issue series, but apparently it's a 6-issue series. Lumberjanes is ongoing now. That's good to know.
Is this Boombox?
Yep.
That's what you're reading from?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kids' books?
Oh, and here's something I can actually transition to a book I read this week. We did do that this week.
Joey's been slowly making his transition. I'm
finally done transitioning. Here we go. So, Fraggle Rock Journey to the Everspring number 3 comes out in December. And I read Journey to the Everspring number 1 today, written by Kate Leth and drawn by Jake Myler, who really drew the fuck out of these Fraggles, let me tell you. Drawing the fuck out of some Fraggles. Do you like Fraggles?
Where?
I'm alright with Fraggles.
Yeah. Wait, Justin, what do you think about Fraggles?
You seen Fraggles?
Here's the thing. If you like Fraggles, you probably like this Fraggle comic. If you don't like Fraggles, then why the hell did you buy a Fraggle comic in the first place, you silly bastard?
That show when I was growing
up. You got too much expendable cash.
The only show I liked more? The Muppets.
Well, yeah. But here's the... Archaea puts out, like, really nice books. Like, feel how nice that is. It's just nice.
It's a nice book.
It's nice. Yeah, see? Justin thinks it's nice. He knows the score.
I flipped through that, and it does seem very nice, actually. Kind, even.
Yeah, so it's a kind book.
How many monthly books do they do?
Archaea, I don't know, and I think most of them are miniseries anyway. I don't think they have any ongoings, but... And I don't remember... It was last year that Boom acquired Archaea, yeah. I believe. Well, what else did I read this week? I didn't pick my favorite. I should have done that.
I didn't do that either.
Hope it wasn't Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, it'll be just instead. So I won't talk about that again. We already talked about Batgirl. Is this your favorite, Rob?
No.
Okay, good. We can talk about that if you want. So, the big release this week, for people who weren't me, who were more excited about Batgirl and other books at Fraggle Rock, was from Image Comics, number 1, a new horror comic from Messrs. Snyder, Jock, and Hollingsworth. It is Witches, number 1.
I was really excited about this.
I
still am.
Less excited than you, but still happy.
Still am.
I've been saying I wish Snyder would just go back to writing straight horror for something else again, because, his superhero books don't do as much for me. But the best thing he's ever written, I still think, is Severed. I need to read more of American Vampire, because it's
American Vampire is his best stuff by far.
I think Severed is pretty goddamn good.
But I've read Severed as well, and it is excellent. But American Vampire, I would say, is just as, if not more, excellent.
That was a very convoluted sentence. And I'm still
shut the fuck up!
Anyway, it's about this girl, and there's some witches in the bush.
In the bush,
like in the woods. I refer to the bush as the bush.
Push the bush.
And
it's some of my favorite
cartoonist.
It's some of my favorite jock art in a long time.
Jocks.
Yeah, and Matt Hollingsworth colors the
shit. Do you think before he can draw anything, he has to listen to that song by Jock Jams?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, and I'm pumped up and I can draw stuff. I need my Jock Jams.
Did you read the back matter? Because I didn't, but I'm going to.
I did. It's about him being a kid and going in the woods and thinking he saw a witch.
That's super cool.
With his friend. And that's then he went back to the woods as an adult and thought he saw a witch, but it was
one,
a tree.
One thing
and
that I'm...
a car.
That I was most excited about is actually the cover to issue 2 is such an interesting image and kind of terrifying.
It's cool. It's got an eyeball.
Yeah, out of a girl's neck. But this has been my favorite Jock pages. What's it supposed to be, Justin?
No, it's not where eyeballs are supposed to be.
Oh, that's not where? Where are you supposed
commenting
to be?
On this,
I like, thought you said that's not where that's supposed to be.
Man, oh man, Jock needs to work on his anatomy. Even Rob Liefeld knows his eyeballs.
First they spelt witches wrong.
What are you
now
doing?
Now he's putting eyes on necks.
What are you doing?
This also had one of my favorite Jock pages that involves a deer coughing out its lung onto someone's carpet, and the dad's facial expression reacting to it is pretty perfect.
Invisible punch.
Love it. I really enjoyed this issue. I'm very
Invisible
excited
punch
for this
is my
season.
Second favorite next to Fruit Punch.
I'm really excited for this series from Image Comics.
I
think it's going to be fantastic. And transitioning over into more Scott Snyder books, I wanted to talk about this really quick because I was really disappointed by it and annoyed. We won't complain about it too much because it was a really, really, it was a really good comic. Batman 35 by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. They always put together really, really interesting comics and really well-delivered comics. And this is some of Capullo's best stuff, and their collaboration just gets better with each
issue. Mine was delivered by a badger.
Yup. The only shame is that the big reveal of who the villain in Endgame is and what the actual plot is that it's just a return to fucking Joker. And
people love the Joker, right?
I know. So do I, but it's like going to see Blink 182 and they're just like, hey, this next song is called What's My Age Again? They play that. And the next song is, hey, my next song is All the Small Things. And the next song is, my next song is What's My Age Again Again? And then they just play the same fucking thing.
Yeah, but
thing.
The audience would prefer that.
No! Well, yeah.
I would. I'd be like, just don't play Adam's song. That song sucks.
This kid died. This kid died. It was sad. It was sad.
Oh, I also don't
like that. Never do it!
My favorite, like, whiny Tom DeLonge vocal ever, though, is in Stay Together for the Kids, and he goes, so here's your home!
Oh, yeah!
Have you enjoyed this tour?
Gave it all away! He fell down the hill, Joe.
I'm so mad at my dad! There's two of them, though. You and I were both doing it. There's clones.
Anyway, the whole thing is a huge build-up as to why the Justice League is fighting Batman, because they're clearly under some sort of weird spell.
We should call it Me Love You, Tom DeLonge.
Me Love You, Tom DeLonge.
That should be the name of his biography. Me Love You, Tom DeLonge. That's the name of this episode.
Me Love You, Tom DeLonge time. That's brilliant.
Oh, golly.
But anyway, it gets to the last page, and then it's just the Joker in Batman or in Superman's face, and it says, he's back!
He's
and
such a card. He's a character.
Who, I don't know.
His face isn't cut off anymore?
I'm frustrated. No, I guess not. I
he's a, he apparently, the Joker is now all of the Justice League.
Yeah.
It'll be cool once you figure out what's going on. But I just
Yeah, but it's still a fucking Joker story.
Oh, good.
You just had a Joker story.
Awesome. I love the Joker.
Is it going to last for 12 months?
Probably.
Most Snyder stories do. He's a little long-winded when it comes to them superhero cape books, don't you think?
I mean, it is.
I saw that. I was wondering how many stories have been called Endgame. Like, that's
oh, good lord.
That might be the most overused thing next to, like, Year One or Zero. Like, variations on Frank Miller's Year One. Beginning time. Batman, this came first. Batman, yet another revamp.
Day anyway. One.
I got to the last page and was really disappointed by that, just because I went, again? Really? He's back again? Already? This soon? Fine. Okay. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. I'm done.
I'm leaving.
Are you still reading this?
I haven't read in a while.
It's real good, bud.
Justin only likes comics at the beginning. After, like, issue two, he's like, fuck this.
If it stretches out for more than three issues.
If this goes longer than one issue.
This is Federal Bureau of Physics by Simon Oliver and Alberto Ponticelli. What the fuck is up? Whoever was doing Robbie Rodriguez, who was doing the book, left. So now Alberto Ponticelli is the new ongoing artist on it. And it's an excellent book. He fits the book really well. The only shame is that looking at Alberto Ponticelli art and like seeing him draw relatively tame stuff as opposed to drawing Dial H just depresses me.
I wish my jeans fit as well as he fits this book. It's hard to find jeans that fit.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. What do you think about jean fits, Justin?
You know what? I'm against them.
You having a fit about them jeans right now?
God damn it! You guys have jeans? No, we're sold out. Motherfucker! Oh my god, jean fits!
Hey, I got a retweet for my FT neckbeard tweet.
From who?
Justin
Jordan. He's like, oh my god, that's not my name. Can I tell a story about the comic world and people who must spend all day just searching for their own name?
Yes.
I was having a conversation with Calgary artist and future superstar Christopher Peterson, who will forget us all.
Christopher Peterson.
Step on our necks to get to the top. But
what?
I was talking about something non-comic related. I was talking about how I was it was annoying that like I went most of my life without hearing the phrase false flag, and then a bunch of video game people got mad at a feminist, and now I hear it like 3 times a week, the phrase false flag, and I was like, that's really annoying. We were talking about that, and he's like, dude, everything's a false flag. And then he wrote in brackets, please don't take this out of context. And I said, I'm telling Bleeding Cool. And he goes, yeah. I said, oh yeah, Bleeding Cool's gonna hear about this. And he's like, Chris who? And I said, I don't know, man. Rich will report on what a clerk who works in a closet comic shop in Dayton, Ohio thinks. He'll probably run this too. And we laughed. And 10 minutes later, we get this tweet from Rich Johnson saying, I just might.
What?
And then I responded, I'm like, you're like fucking Beetlejuice. Like, I didn't tag Bleeding Cool. I didn't at.
You didn't hashtag anything.
I didn't say Rich Johnson. I just wrote Rich. So he literally is sitting at home on his computer and searching the word Rich on Twitter. And anytime he's like, nope, that one's talking about money. That one's talking about cake. Ah!
Congress. This one, hey, this one's talking about Richie Rich.
Like,
that's great.
Wait a minute, they're talking about me. It's like, what is wrong with you? You have things to do. But yeah, I was like, you're like fucking Beetlejuice.
Speaking of Christopher Peterson, come on down. His preview page is for May Day from Black Mask Studios with Kurt Perez. Hey?
Kurt Perez. The comic. It is called The Theremin. It is about the guy who plays the music with his hands on the open air.
Cert. Pires.
I also wrote a comic book called The LP. It is about the people who listen to the music and it goes 33 and one half rotations per second a minute.
The new bit on this show is to mispronounce names
anyway,
foolishly.
I have to go now because I'm falling on a heap.
Goodbye, Hurt Pires.
Hurt. How do you mispronounce Kurt Hurt? It's not like it's spelled G. It was Gert, maybe.
Point is, those pages from Mayday.
I think Kurt is actually short for Jorge.
Jorge Pires.
Hello, I'm Jorge Pires.
Did you see those pages?
The
cover looks cool. There's a couple preview pages for it. They look fucking fantastic. They look really cool.
It's weird that it's just the Fantastic Four.
Yes. I mean, it's just no. He took a crayon and he just scribbled over top of the picture of the thing.
Fantastic. Like, what are these? These are my pages.
And then there's that new Grant Morrison book from Black Mask Studios that the solicit for, like the announcement for,
you
it just
mean
sounded.
Benji Morrisone?
Yeah, sorry. Ronte Morrison.
Oh, Benji Morrisone.
Great Maurer, son.
Yeah.
Great Maurer, son.
Dad, like, Dad, look at this great thing I got for cutting the grass. Great Maurer, son. Anyway.
He has a new book coming out from Black Mask Studios, and the blurb underneath it was like most screenplays that don't get bought, they become comics.
Oh, what?
It's that's basically amazing. Saying that Grant Morrison has been trying to make this a movie for a long time, but
finally
failed.
Like,
so instead, it's a comic.
Hollywood doesn't give a shit about this guy.
And now you can't
but
either.
Comic guys love him.
Read the comic that Hollywood couldn't be bothered with.
The most just misguided press report, as well as the most insulting, because it was basically like, hey, aren't you glad this guy failed so that you could read it?
It was kind of a downer. It's like most Hollywood screenplays don't get made, and then you have to read them. Then we hire someone to draw fucking pictures, and then you have to read them, asshole.
Just so you know, the biggest comic guy doesn't mean shit to Hollywood.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You are lower than dirt. You are pond scum.
You are pond Grant Morrison.
We're going to push you down a hill.
The new Grant Morrison script?
Yeah.
Who? Who the fuck are you? Are you?
Who's that? What's happening?
Wait.
Where
am
I
to believe?
That's even better. Wait, what? Where am I?
What?
Every meeting, we go in. Hey, we're in this room. What is this? How'd you get in my room?
Mom, there's a guy here with a script.
I wrote a script.
He says he's going to turn it into a comic book. Why did you get in here?
But again, the press release is like really, really hammered home. Like, he's been trying for a long time for this to be made.
I thought it was the sandwich I ordered, but it was a Scottish bald man, and he told me about aliens, and he wanted me to make this movie, and I was scared. But it's okay, because when you fail at one thing, you always fall back to comics.
It's basically like, hey, I wrote this song, but no one wants to listen to it, so I'm just going to bang a gong for 5 minutes. Maybe you'll enjoy me just hitting
the gong. I wasn't at all like that. I wrote this song and no one likes it. So here's a gong. So he goes into Arby's and just bangs a gong. Oh, damn it. I wish someone would give this guy a record deal.
I tried to make a song, but you're the only assholes who care.
I tried my best, and nobody liked it. So now you have to listen to it. Graham Morrison tried his hardest and failed, and now you have to ruin it. Here, you read it. The tagline, the poll question should just be, here, you read it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Read the book that wasn't good enough to be a movie.
Hollywood said, who?
Yeah. Read the comic that set the world on nothing. I got through half of it. Says man, it's Starbucks sitting next to the author. The script that Jerry Zemeckis said, huh? Where's my sandwich? Yeah, read the script that made Steven Spielberg say, get out of my office.
How did you get into my office?
Where am I? Who am I? I'm making Jaws. Still?
We found this screenplay at the bottom of a hill with Margaret Atwood.
Yeah.
Hurt Parase.
Margaret Atwood wrote the original from a treatment by Margaret Atwood. Graham Morrison presents. Anyway, that's not gonna be good. Or maybe it'll be great, and then we'll be like, oh, Hollywood, you guys dropped the ball with this one. Oh, we're doing the favorite song? Okay. Scalama!
What? What happened?
I was trying to do
Scalama!
I was trying to do scat, and it didn't work.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-ba. Justin, what do you think of scat?
I'm for it.
Right. Justin's into scat. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. I bet he is.
Dirty pooping.
Bet he is.
Running around, spreading his poop around.
You're a man.
Oh, yeah, our favorite comics. Justin, do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. You guys, this is unprecedented.
Justin. I had comics last time I was there.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I don't listen when you talk. Justin
Dick.
Read a comic book, and he's going to talk about it. Oh, sweet ass.
Whoa.
Well, man.
I saw you post about this on Instagram.
I certainly did. My favorite this week is the Hip Hop Family Tree box set collection, which includes this, which is a crazy comic.
Sweet!
By Ed Piskor.
Rob Liefeld, Spike Lee.
By Ed Piskor from Fantagraphics. It's the first two volumes collected together with a new cover. Basically just telling you the history of hip hop and starting from mid-70s up till 83 at the end of the second volume. And yeah, it's awesome. You can read it for free on boingboing.com. But these collections are really awesome.
Yeah, I've
just
been eyeballing them for quite a while.
The feel of them, just the what they put into like the production of
Treasury
it.
Treasury edition.
This is like opening up building stories. There's so much cool shit.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a little more straightforward than that, because it does read from left to right. And you don't have to, like,
there is definitely a way
story.
To read it.
Yeah.
There is a wrong answer.
You can't just start on page 17 and then skip forward.
You can, I suppose, because it's like...
You can do it with any book, but it'd be confusing.
Vignettes out of, you know,
right.
Like...
So I've learned something already by reading some of this comic that Justin handed me. In the back, Ed Piskor writes, it turns out Rob Liefeld was in a Spike Lee directed Levi's commercial.
Yes, he was. You didn't know that?
Nope.
He was. That's on... what that issue's about.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's so bizarre.
It's the connection of, it's basically, because this is all like different hip hop connections, and there's a part in the back of the first volume that's like connections to comics.
That's cool. Crazy.
And this is all about Rob Liefeld connections with Spike Lee and Eazy-E.
That's so awesome.
Well, there's also...
He was on Dennis Miller's show.
This first volume Dennis also Miller has pinups sucks. By Jeffrey Brown, Jim Mahfood, Tom Scholey, Ben Mara, Jim Rugg, Dan Zetwalk, Farrell Dalrymple, Brandon Graham, Nate Powell, and John Porcellino.
I think Nate Powell is one of the fucking best artists in the world. I love Nate Powell.
Oh, man, and there's the second volume has a bunch of kick-ass pinups, too.
This is so cool.
Oh, the very first panel has the yellow kid.
Yeah, and that section was actually in the Free Comic Book Day version of it. The connection, hip-hop and comics.
Right. That's cool, man. I gotta get this. This is so cool.
Yo, is this a DMX pinup?
Yep.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here, up in here. Steve Seagal and me are buds.
Okay. Yeah, that movie, Half Past Dead.
Oh, my God.
Joey in Calgary.
I heard our grandfather Joey.
He's hanging out with DMX.
He was a rough rider.
He just yeah. Real rough rider. Rough rider.
And this is Grandpa Joe. So I said to myself,
do you love when?
Oh, and there's a cool index in the back
out?
Of
yeah,
like
my favorite part.
All the songs that are mentioned in it and stuff in each volume.
Sweet. This is awesome. Sex Pistols. I like the Sex Pistols. No, I don't. Wait, the Sex Pistols are horrible. What?
Rob just had like a crisis.
Yeah. I noticed something. And
the other one. The other one.
What's happening?
Something I noticed. I must like it. Wait, no, I don't enjoy this. This is very cool. Pee Wee Mel and Barry B. Barry B. Barry B. Barry B. Barry B. Barry B.
What's your favorite dickhead? Just move on.
Totally dig this. It's very cool. My favorite this week is... let's see here. Have we ever spoken about this book on the show before?
I don't know. I don't listen to this show.
Neither.
Oh, show sucks.
Terminal Hero number 3 by Pete Milligan and Piotr Kowalski. This is a book about a man who gets diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he takes a special treatment that basically makes him or gives him superpowers within the first half of the book, and then everything goes wrong and people start dying around him, and now he's had to embody a completely different body and kind of incorporate their family into his own life, as well as fight these demons that are literally his cancer coming out of him and turning into monsters trying to fight him.
As they do.
And he gets recruited by these crazy FBI people who try to make him become this assassin, and there's a lot going on in this book, and it's very Pete Milligan, like early 90s Pete Milligan, where it's really, really offensive and lots of swearing. Like, there's an ongoing storyline with this main character, Rory, who had sexual thoughts about his younger sister when he was growing up, and she continuously haunts him as this naked little girl, as like a 7-year-old girl, which is really horrifying reading through this book. And he's so just filled with self-loathing and
read
typically
this book and get grossed out.
Read this book and get fuck. This actually reminds me
just
a lot of
fucked.
It reminds me so much of Videodrome. Like it's very Cronenberg, this book. It's really dark, so interesting, unlike anything else I've ever read. And it's Pete Milligan, so I love it. I think it's fantastic. Jay Lee covers, too, are excellent. This is from Dynamite Creators.
Jay Lee, that wasn't on the menu. My name is J.W. Stillwater.
And, yeah, that was my favorite. I fucking love Pete Milligan. I hope this book is an ongoing book. I'm not sure. They haven't mentioned if it's ongoing or if it's just a miniseries, like his miniseries for Vertigo, The Names, but I think it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, my favorite, I think this might have been my favorite the first time, too. I can't remember, but it's Teen Dog by Jake Lawrence from Boombox.
Boombox.
Just being Teen Dog. He's awesome, and he's has run-ins with Thug Pug, and it's just great, man.
Hey!
It's very funny.
Can I take a picture of that? of also, Jell-O, because that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I honestly have nothing to say about this book other than it's just so much fun to read and crazy and hilarious. And y'all should read it and show it to your kids.
Y'all should read this. Lose your shit. Thanks, bud.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, Alice Cooper. So that's about all the time we have for today. We have to go clean up the mess at the bottom of the hill. So, until next week, I am Joey G.
I am Robbie G.
I'm Justin G.
Oh, he's an honorary G.
You're an honorary G.
Oh my god, we're the G unit. G unit. Anyway, love y'all. And, peace.
Anyways.
Really big show. Okay, we'll see you later. And y'all stay classy, San Francisco.
Y'all stay classy, San Francisco.